Spiritus, veni Sancte Spiritus, veni Sancte Spiritus, veni Sancte Spiritus, veni Sancte Spiritus.
Spiritus. Pentecost, everyone. Please be seated. We have a few announcements this morning, so the folks who have announcements, if you could make your way up. While they're doing so, I wanted to begin by extending my sincere thanks to everyone who volunteered yesterday at the gathering on the green, all the setup, all the craft work. It was an amazing day, and there were so many of us who gathered together. So thank you so much for being there. The Brassroots concert last night went off well, I understand. Thank you to everyone who gathered for that as well. Now we'll move on to the other announcements.
Okay, a little lesson in Latin. Repeat after me. Secundum.
Secundum.
Ordinem. Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Secundum ordinem.
Secundum ordinem.
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Secundum ordinem Melchizedek.
Secundum ordinem Melchizedek.
Secundum ordinem Melchizedek. Oh, that's terrible. But you don't have to do it very well because Pro Music is going to be doing it for you next Saturday at 7:30 as part of the Dixie Dominus piece by George Frederick Handel I talked to you about last week. Tickets are available from three of us. Andrea has some. Glenna has some. But I have four.
Oh, Michael.
And Michael. And Kyle. But I have four, so come and see me first, okay? After in the parish hall. $30 each, starts at 7:30. There won't be a lot of extra room to sit down, so there you go.
Yes, and next Sunday we're having our annual parish picnic, okay? It's our family picnic that we have as a parish family. It just happens to be on Father's Day, as we had Mother's Day breakfast, we're gonna have Father's Day picnic. So bring your dad, we'll feed him, and you can head off for the rest of your Father's Day. Basically, we ask people to bring your favorite picnic dish, whatever it is, salad. If you're a baker, do some dessert. We'll do all the meat and have it all ready. Bring a lawn chair to make sure you're more comfortable. So it's going to be right after the service. And if weather permits, we'll be outside. If it's a wet day, we'll be inside, but we will have our picnic. So please, everybody come, bring something, and let's really enjoy it. Thank you.
Please stand. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit.
Almighty and ever-living God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, keep us in the unity of your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the glory, O Lord, endure forever. May you rejoice in all your works. You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please you. I will rejoice in the Lord. Send forth your spirit, O Lord.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I not been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
Please be seated. Yesterday was a long day at Gathering on the Green. It was a good day. It was a day filled with fun, and it was busy and noisy, and at times slightly chaotic. Days like yesterday, when you are surrounded by hundreds, maybe 1,000 people, can be a lot. They can be overwhelming. And they create the space for something that is truly beautiful. There are many ways to greet another person. And there is something really special about the joy-filled way that we say hello when we recognize someone we know and love in a crowd. It happened over and over at our booth yesterday. We'd be busy refilling the bubbles, and suddenly there was Elaine, home from her trip. You'd help a child finish their craft, and suddenly Laura and Jake had arrived and were there to play. These moments were peace and stillness seem to quiet the busyness all around us, can be downright holy. It's like being far from home and meeting someone who lives just one town over. It's like being caught up in the whirlwind of your thoughts and running into someone you didn't even know you needed to see. Those moments of recognition and connection that can ground us. And I have to wonder if that's a little bit like what Pentecost was like. Imagine being in Jerusalem, going about your everyday business, when the noise begins to rise. Soon it's a cacophony of voices and languages all speaking at once. And then, clear as a bell, in the middle of all of that noise, you hear your language. the words you know best, the words that speak directly to your heart. And these words are filled with the stories of what God is doing in your midst. Have you ever wondered why the Holy Spirit didn't give the disciples just a couple languages to work with? Because if Pentecost were mostly about getting God's message across, if it was about communicating the news of Jesus Christ, there were simpler ways to do that. The disciples would have spoken Aramaic. So really, the Holy Spirit could have gotten away with adding just Greek and Hebrew to the mix. And they would have covered most of the people in Jerusalem that day. The people who were in the crowd that morning would have understood enough to get the key points of what God was doing. But instead, the Holy Spirit chose every language from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit chose the noise and the chaos and the confusion. And I wonder if that is because that is the best way, the most intimate way, for the Spirit to speak to each person in the crowd. Jesus told the disciples that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, abides in them the way that Jesus and the Father abide in one another. So it was never just about communication or teaching. It was about connection and relationship. It was about showing the people in the crowd how much God loves them, and that God is willing to go where they need God to go and speak the words that they need to hear, whatever those words may be. So just speaking in Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, as amazing as that would have been, simply would not have been enough. In a few weeks, hundreds of Anglicans from across Canada will gather here in London to do the business of the church. Now, I don't know if you are as nerdy as I am, whether you have watched the live streams of the proceedings from General Synod over the last few years, but it can also be a lot. And while the delegates from every diocese across the country are here, they will pray together and eat together. They will have discussions, some of which will be quite lively and contentious. They will pass resolutions and they will elect our new primate. And then we will all gather together to install the new primate, our national archbishop. People in our diocese have been working hard for over a year to make sure that it all goes off without a hitch. And it will be busy and noisy and probably a little chaotic. General Synod is a wonderful opportunity to gather together, and it can often also be challenging. Because as we know here at St. James Westminster, Anglicans from Winnipeg or Regina aren't always like Anglicans from London. Michael seems pretty weird. So it's not unusual for someone over the course of the week to question how it is possible for us to hold all of these people who worship differently and believe differently, who care about different issues, how we can hold everyone together. So it is good to be reminded that we cannot. Without the Holy Spirit moving among us, what sometimes feels like chaos might well descend into true chaos. The noise might well become just noise. Because it is the Holy Spirit moving in love, meeting each of us where we are, who makes us one. It's the Spirit who brings us to worship and enables us to break bread and share wine, holding all of our similarities and our differences, our frustrations and joys up to God, to give thanks that we are called to share our lives with one another. It is the Holy Spirit, agent of holy chaos and divine peace, who will hold us all together by loving each one of us enough to be the source of our shared unity, our connection to God and to one another, by speaking to each of us as we have need and calling us into deeper relationship and understanding with one another, just as she has been doing since that very first day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God,
Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please adopt a position of prayer.
I will rejoice in the Lord. Your glory endures forever. Spirit of truth, come to your church. Fill us with love for the Father and the Son. Guide us in holding to your commandments in essence and with integrity. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Your glory endures forever.
Spirit of truth, come to the nations. Lead those who govern to build communities in which all may prosper. Extend our horizons to embrace all people. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Your glory endures forever.
Spirit of truth, come to our relationships. Move between us to strengthen the bonds which unite and heal the wounds that divide. Shape us to flourish as heirs of your grace. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Your glory endures forever.
Spirit of truth, come to all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. Set us free to praise you. Refresh us all in your vibrant hope. We think today especially of Sylvia, Gavin, Catherine, Mary, Sherry, Tom, Scott, Stephanie, Donna Nancy, Diane, Linda, and Ian. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Your glory endures forever.
Spirit of truth, come to the darkness of death. Make light to dawn for those whose hearts are weighed down with grief. Bring to fulfillment salvation for all who call upon your name. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Your glory endures forever.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humble.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Let us pray. Giver of life, receive all that we offer you this day. Let the Spirit you bestowed on your church continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, Creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of your promise, you poured forth your Spirit upon us, filling us with gifts and leading us into all truth. You give us power to proclaim your gospels to all nations and to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore, we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all those in whom the Spirit dwells, to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation. In calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. life into my willing soul. Let the presence of the risen Lord come renew my heart and make me passion for your purity. Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me.
Oh, yeah.
Let us pray. Father, may we who have received this Eucharist live in the unity of your Holy Spirit, that we may show forth his gifts to all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.